Tomorrow, the city will finally reopen Battle of Beaverdams Park to host Thorold's Canada Day celebration. One thing's for certain. Staff over at City Hall can't wait for people to see the new park. Battle of Beaverdams Park is a significant part of the city of Thorold, said Manoj Dalwaria, Chief Administrative Officer, in a press statement from the city of Thorold. Revitalizing the park presented members of the community with opportunities to be included in the process, which makes this project even more meaningful. The new and improved Battle of Beaverdams Park includes a large gazebo, updated band shell, water fountain, benches, and a large accessible playground. There's also a pollinator garden planted in memory of Mickey DeFruscio. While supply chain issues and other unavoidable delays occurred due to the pandemic, the construction of the park is now complete, with small enhancements of the park continuing to take place over the coming weeks, including the installation of additional signage and more grass to grow in, continued the press statement from the city. In the next 2 days, Battle of Beaverdams Park will host two separate events. On July 1, the city will celebrate Canada Day with a magic show, live music, and fireworks. The next day, on July 2, the park will host rock and blues on the battlefield. This one-day music event will showcase some of the best blues the city has to offer. On behalf of City Council, I'd like to thank everyone for all their hard work in helping to prepare the park for these events, said Mayor Terry Ugolini in the city's press statement. City Hall is also looking for residents interested in purchasing a commemorative or memorial bench in the park. For more information, you can contact Thorold City Hall at 905-227-6613. A grand opening of the park is set to take place in August.